This is episode 113 of the Rise Up Podcast. We're a morning radio show hosted by Steve and Tim on Family Life, a network of stations across New York and Pennsylvania. This podcast is a weekly conversation designed to help you think and laugh and keep your eyes on Jesus. If you haven't already, subscribe today so you don't miss a single episode. And find out more about our show at familylife.org.
Today is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. This is Rise Up on Family Life.
Most of the things I see in the news, Steve, I'm just thinking to myself, okay, fine. I mean, like, I probably should pay more attention, but I'm thinking that's not going to probably immediately affect my life. Every now and then, though, something happens and you think like, whoa, you feel like that kind of like it's spooky. Like you feel it in your chest. Like I feel kind of exposed. Like this could threaten my sense of security. You know, something like one of those things that seems like it's a cyber attack. Could that really happen? Could that really happen to us? What if this like took down the infrastructure? What if like my family's at risk? It is and can be, and sometimes we see it more than others, a dark world. That's the reality. But I mean, we've got a hope that exists for this, right? I mean, even for times like this, maybe you felt that before.
Yeah. And you know, we're either, and I've heard so many teachings on this, even recently with Greg Laurie on Family Life, where he says about things like that, stress and things. You're either in the midst of something that's stressful, or you're heading into something eventually that's stressful. He goes, I know that sounds a little bit depressing maybe sometimes, but it's just reality. It's the truth from the Word of God that, yeah, we will have turmoil and tribulation and all these things that'll go on. And so, yeah, when recently something happens like the, hey, my phone doesn't work and, oh, the world's coming to an end and all that. Well, that's stress and that's turmoil. So where do you turn for that? Anytime anything gets out of whack in my life, I go back to, okay, there's so many things I don't know. Right. It's a long, long, long list of things I don't know. But I always go to when there's turmoil, when you see something in the news, when something happens in your life, when there's stress, I go back to the basic, what I do know. And I do know that God is good. I do know that God has a purpose in everything, even though we don't see it many times. You know, we'll see something awful happening, whether it's personally or around the world. It's like, well, this doesn't make any sense. It's not good. But if you know the truth, the Word of God, that God's good and God's going to use that somehow for His glory, you're like, okay, those are the truths I know. Yeah. And what am I supposed to do in the meantime? Oh, I'm supposed to love God and love my neighbor and just go back to the basic truths. You know, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. You go back to those basic things. So when these dark things happen and you do get, there is some fear that comes in. It's like, okay, that's like the light on the car. It's like, oh, warning light. What am I supposed to do? All right, let's go back to the basics and all those things and trust in God. I know that sounds like the Bible answer, but nothing wrong with the Bible answer because the Bible has the answers.
Yeah, it does. And like coming back to that is always a wise thing to do. And yeah, I kind of alluded to it that I don't know everything about world events. And it would probably be in certain regards, there could be a responsibility in me being more informed about certain things. But I've also got to say, and maybe this will offend you. I know it's not going to offend you, Steve, but maybe it will. And maybe that's something to talk about. But I don't think just knowing more information is going to bring you peace. If you're worried about stuff you see going on in the world, your own country, the whole world we're talking about or whatever, I mean, you can be informed if there's a cause you want to be involved in, but like just knowing more of the doom, is it going to bring me peace that lasts in Christ?
Tim, your assignment today, here's what you need to do. You need to watch all the news, and that's what you're supposed to do to find out what's going on, and that's your number one assignment, and that's what you're supposed to do. No,
I'm not finding that in the Bible.
That's not your assignment. Your assignment, yes, you can be informed. But your assignment, again, is to love God, love others, and make disciples of others, and that shows nothing in the Word of God to say, be inundated with all the news that's going on, but at the same time, be informed, but don't make that your priority.
Right. My priority can't change. If my priority can change, then it wasn't really a proper priority in the first place. Like, if it's not, like, I love that you always bring it back to that, Steve, and like any of these conversations, are you loving God? Are you loving people? Are you right with your family? Like, these kind of things, bring it back to the basics. Wow, it's easier said than done. especially if you feel like you're looking at something that affects your family. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, that's well and good, but like, what about the safety of my family here? I heard a sermon recently that put our hope in this life in really good perspective, talking about how our hope is, you can think about like climbing a rock wall if you've ever done that, even if you haven't. You're tethered to something way up at the top of the rock wall. On your way up that rock wall, you've got these little handholds that are going to help you get to where you're ultimately tethered. For a Christian, this is what hope is like. It's like climbing the rock wall while you're tethered. Each of those little things that you reach for, those are maybe like the little hopes, the things that can change, but you still hope are there. Like, you know, your health, you hope that's there. You want to reach on that for a handhold, or maybe it's just something you're looking forward to, a vacation with family. That might be a handhold, something you're hoping forward to, you're going to reach and grab onto. But what if the vacation falls through and you lose that handhold? What if your health falls through and you lose that handhold on the rock wall? Are you going to fall and plummet to the ground? No. Because you're tethered to your ultimate hope. It's at the top of the rock wall. If you're climbing that wall without being tethered to Christ, without that ultimate hope, these little hopes, they're only as good as your grip on them. But when I'm tethered and my hope is tethered to Christ, that is unshakable. Everything else can fall, but I won't, because he holds me up.
And I can learn something too, is this doesn't, I don't want to come across as like, okay, yes, I don't watch the news as maybe much as, because I have some really, really good friends and people who are close to me who are on top of everything, and they bombard me with things. And many times if I come back and go like, well, you know, let's be politics, for instance. That's just one topic. And I'll say, well, I'm just not really, you know, as informed as I should be. And they say, well, you should inform yourself of these things going on, not only in your own community, but in the country and even around the world. You should be more informed what's going on. So you're, and I would agree with them. I'll say, you know, you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. I do need to be more informed of that. It's good. But at the same time, I'm not going to make that my priority over the love of God. So yeah, this is not a one-way street where I'm just saying, no, I don't care about what's going on. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that like, yes, I do need to know more about certain things going on, but at the same time, I'm not going to make it the number one thing in my life.
Yeah. Can't be where the hope comes from, because that can change. Mm-hmm. He doesn't though. Jesus doesn't.
Starting your day with fun and encouragement. This is Rise Up on Family Life.
If it works for you, do what you're doing. That's fine. Everybody has their own method of packing. You're going for a little trip, whether it's just for a few days or a little bit longer. But let's say you're traveling. You know, spring break's coming up for some, and maybe you want to get away and do some packing. I read this. I'm up for any. I can learn. I can look at any method and go like, okay, maybe that'll work better than the method I have. This is called, and I'm not sure if you've heard of this, Tim, the 333 packing method.
Oh, you're going to have to give that to me. I don't know.
333. Choose three tops, three bottoms, three pairs of shoes. This has to be, this method has to be a female method.
Because
three tops, three bottoms, three pairs of shoes.
Uh-huh.
I am not bringing my entire closet on this trip. I am not. I'm not going to do it. I'm supposed to pare down.
Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. It's Rise Up with Steve and Tim on Family Life.
Hey, happy Sloppy Joe Day.
Yeah, whatever.
come on.
Just trying to convince me, I guess. Hello.
Hi, this is Lori from Oswego, and I was listening to the Sloppy Joes this morning, and we spice ours up by putting American cheese on the bun and eating them open-faced, and oh, they're so good that way.
Ooh. Yes, that's a fork and knifer right there.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, God bless y'all. I love listening to you in the morning, even Steve and his bad jokes.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, it's the good and the bad. You have to kind of take, God uses everything somehow. even those bad things. Somehow he can make them. But you bring the cheese thing, that's a good thing. The cheese
right.
is a good
yeah.
thing.
We got right. the good, we got the bad.
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah. We're filled this morning.
Good morning. This is Meg from Pine City.
Hi, Meg.
Hey, I have the perfect way to get you to eat Sloppy Joe's.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So given your maturity level, it is the one food that you can eat and get all over yourself and all over the table and not be frustrated.
Not be frowned upon. It's a sloppy Joe, after all.
Now, where are you going with my maturity level? I don't quite understand, Meg.
Not very far.
Okay, fine.
Point taken.
Thanks, Meg. Have a great day.
You too.
Coffee? Check. Music? Check. Fun and encouragement? Check and check. It's Rise Up with Steve and Tim on Family Life.
I am the crown of thorns. Sure, the plant I originally came from has pretty flowers on the outside. Anyone who's gotten close to me can tell you that's a mistake you don't make twice. I was cut from my plant one day and taken to Pontius Pilate's court. By the look on the soldiers' faces, I was there to do what I did best: make someone hurt. They twisted my branch and my thorns into an ironic crown. Whoever I was there to punish, I hoped they deserved it. But that's when I saw him, the prisoner, Jesus. The eyes that looked at me weren't afraid of me. They weren't angry. They were innocent and full of love. I'm the crown of thorns, and I think you know the rest of my story, because it's your story. We are all the ones who pierced him. We are the ones whose sin made Jesus bleed. And yet, we are the ones that he chose to make into his crown.